This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello, 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 vir almal daar by die Casper Radio Show. Oh my god, is nog 'n week is in sy muur en is verby, dankie tog. Maar die eintlike topic wat ek met julle wil oor gepraat die week is iets wat my bietjie uitfreak. As mense so travel en jy stop by die locals soos Gratis, Engine, fucking Sassel, enige bloody plek, is die toilet en badkamers altyd so fucking morsig. Dit is letterlik, jy kan nie eers, ek stop eerder langs die pad en fucking pis in die veld voor ek in by Engine stop en pis. En in elk geval, vir my wat die grootste is van alles, baie keer is 'n mens daar so en jy koop nou vir jou kosies en dan het jy nou op baie oomblik die nood en dan jy moes dan nie lus en dan jy nog 'n crowd vol fucking mense in die kar ook, dan kan jy moes dan nie, dan sit nou 'n bietjie ongemaklik om jouself te laat gaan in die bos. Maar nou kom jy by die urinal, daai urinal fucking goedjies, daai pisbakke, kom jy nou daar en wat vir my die naaste maak is as jy nou daar staan en jy sien 'n verlore paar balhare wat daar fucking in daai bak lê. Eerstens kos jy die plek, die eienaar, die gebou fucking baie geld omdat jy jou balhare verloor, daar die blokkie dreine op en dan kos dit plammer geld. En tweedens is ek lus en skryf vir Pantene so hair loss section 'n fucking briefie en sê vir hulle moet drasties 'n plan maak om vir mense wat balhaar verlies 'n plan maak dat hulle net ietsie doen omtrent dit, want dit is fucking disgusting. Ek fucking ruk my gulp net daar en dan op en dan los ek sommer, want ek sommer my pis weg geskrik in elk geval. Maar in elk geval, dit is nou ietsiekie wat my nogals geïrriteer het en ek dog ek deel dit net met julle. En ja, julle moet 'n lekker naweek hê. Groetnes.
Casper's Radio Show. Culture. Dis die Casper Radio vertoning.
Hoe oulik was dit? Dit was Adriaan wat vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur het en dit was daarom al lekker om die show mee af te skop. Goeiemôre Hannes.
Goeiemôre. En ek het iets geleer nou. Verstaan, dit was informative as well as entertaining.
That's what comedy must be.
Ja, ja.
En wat het hy vir jou geïnform mee?
Dat ek dalk publieke toilette moet vermy.
Oef, ja, dit oef. Is.
Ja.
Ja.
Dit gaan lekker vandag, Casper. Dit is lekker om weer hier in die ateljee te wees.
Ek is bly, maar ek... Wat in die naam? Ek hoor daar is 'n vars tinteling in jou sinusholtes. Wat gaan aan?
Ek het definitief klein bietjie snotties. Een soort siektekie. Ja, maar ek was dokter toe gister. Ek en my kind het saam gegaan. Ons het al twee antibiotics gekry. So ons is nou op die pad na herstel.
Okay. Well, I'm very glad. En, maar hou dan die stem, want hy werk.
Hy werk, ja.
Wil jy hoe moe wok sê, want ek het weer hier.
Ek sal dalk...
Dit was allemaal ideal.
Ideal, ja, dit is dalk een goeie plan.
Hallo, Kevin. Hallo, my Cassie. Hoe gaan het met jou?
Hi, Kevin... Wonderful, but I want to know something very urgently from you.
And what is that?
And that is, what is Sia's Black Blocks? What the fuck is he doing?
So basically, I asked him, and then, because I've been seeing it on social media, and ek is baie nieuwsgierig, en hy gee sulke teasers, maar hy sê nie vir ons waar dit gaan nie. So then I went, he said he's going to be on Trend SA. So I went on Trend SA show, and I watched specifically that episode. What is his new venture about? And to vra to sê die presenter vir hom, what is your venture about? No, we all know what the venture is about. Just what inspired you?
So we don't know what the venture is about.
We still don't know what the venture is all about.
So Sia works here. He is, what is he? He's a producer and a presenter.
And a presenter.
And all-round friend.
And socialite.
And a verskriklike social.
Oh, he's Edith Venter.
More like social heavy than social light. You know? He's just every... He's a butterfly.
Yes, indeed.
He is but a fly. Okay, so he's got this thing and we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But he's got it.
He's got it.
And it's trending.
And it's trending as soon as I find out, and then I will let us know.
That's good to know.
Gaan jy weer vir ons van daai pille gee wat my stem so sexy maak?
Ja, gaan vir ons almal ideal, ja.
Fantasties.
Dit is vir, hier so, hallo, wie is u?
Hi, you too.
What's up, fucking kopdokkie?
Noem my Sina.
Hallo, Sina.
Hallo, julle.
Nice to see you, Sina.
Awesome, awesome. Sina was bietjie gestak op die highway.
I heard, but you're just in time.
Yeah. So that thing of Sia's,
yeah.
Maybe I can put
bit
it in light. Well, a tiny little bit, because I read about it. But he apparently a while ago, his sister went to Cape Town and she battled finding someone who can do black hair. And then he realized that it's kind of like the same thing, that there are niches for black people that you can discover. So, and then he decided, so I think he's got like a kind of a LinkedIn kind of thing where you go and you can, so it's a one-stop shop where you can go and source what he has for people like me who wear dookies on the days their hair is not grey.
Mm.
Is your hair not great?
Other things, yeah, it needs a cut. It's a bit long. It's
so you can awkward. Now hasten yourself to Sia's block and see what you can put in your head.
And yeah, for small businesses and stuff like that. I don't know if they've got head wraps.
They should. We should actually talk to him right now.
But yeah, so he's got a niche market thing. That's my little bit.
Well, thank you.
That's informative.
I didn't know. I also didn't know. Did you know, Rian?
No, I had no idea.
Now we know, eh?
Now I know
you know. welcome this morning, Rian. Wat kan ons verwag vanmôre in terme van lekker loslid danse?
Wel, goeie dag, span. Dis lekker om julle almal te sien.
Hallo.
Ek vermeer dit julle nou eers uit die pad uitkry.
Hy't so goeie manier.
Goed.
Goeiedag, span.
Ja, goeiedag. Ons het nou vandag vir Evelyn, ons het nou 'n nuwe styl weer eens vandag, contemporary.
Ja. Oh.
So dit
wat
is
wat beteken dit?
So dis nou 'n styl wat ek glad en niks van weet nie, want jy half kies tussen die ballet side of die contemporary side.
Dis kont temporair.
Geweet, ek daai joke gaan iewers opkom.
Ja, dis Hannes het vir hom die byt gelos.
Los, ja.
Ja, so dit is nou 'n baie abstract kind of broken lines, maar baie controlled yes. In dieselfde aspek. Ek het haar nou nog vanoggend vir die eerste keer ontmoet.
Regtig?
Ja, so
sy net maar sy skak?
Nee, ek het daarom research gedoen. Ek het 'n bietjie gaan kyk.
Sy op YouTube's en so, kon
nee, ek het sommer daar na tuin gestaan.
Oh my goodness.
Sy is jou adem milk.
Yes, ja, ek het jou ander dag op my tuin ook gesien.
Ja, ek is een van die dinge. Daar by die swembad.
Ek het vir julle almal homo vox.
Asseblief.
Ja. Okay, laat ek net.
Wat doen my bloody dinge?
Oh, jou stem word super sexy, yeah. Jermaine.
Jy gaan klink soos 'n 50-jarige man wat vir 30 jaar rook is een van daai se.
I tried it and
I love it.
No, your stem was nice. Gavin's stem actually sucked like four octaves.
Yeah.
He was speaking like this.
Okay, so I'm going to take the homo.
Take the homo.
I'm passing it on now to Hannes. And he's going to pass it on. When you get your homo...
Oop, don't fall my homo.
Oh, no.
You're number 2 on the Kingsley scale with your homo. Yeah, open it up, Gavin.
And
put it in your mouth, you want
to... It's moeilijk om nie te kou nie, nie te suig.
Nee, ek suig hom.
It's an acquired taste.
Nee, fok, ek soek jy daar goed.
Dis amazing.
Dis lekker.
Wat het geword van kameraadskap?
Ja, wat is dit? Jy lyk soos 'n fucking kommunis met daai doen. What happened to camaraderie?
Exactly, hashtag CRS.
Pille in my life sit wat ek nie verstaan.
I just want to warn you, don't. Do like, I don't know the difference between espresso and cappuccino, but I got it this morning because I ordered espresso at McDonald's. And my one eye is still twitching a bit. It was like raw mud, acid, industrial waste that I had with sugar.
Oh, no.
And have you noticed that at... McDonald's, the people are like surprised when you order.
What do you mean?
You say, I want one cappuccino, for instance. Okay, let's say, I want one Big Mac. Mm. Then the voice would say, what Big Mac? Like, I'm questioning your order here.
Mm. Mm, mm.
And then you've got to go, yeah, yeah, one Big Mac.
Mm.
Anything else?
Coke.
You want Coke?
Yeah. Mm. Just give me my fucking order.
Daar kom het verkeerd uit, because I worked at a fast food restaurant.
Win!
Now, who, look who's shocked now. And we were taught to
repeat
die order, ja. So jy moet, so dat daar nie duidelijkheid kan wees. Maar ja, ek dink hulle maak het asof jy bieke stupid is, asof hulle nie reg luister nie.
Exactly.
It comes out wrong.
As if you, are you sure you want to order this? Are you sure you want to, that's what
we spat on it.
We spat on it, you want it. But anyway, so I'm a bit like this because of that espresso. Jeez. And I will never make that mistake again. That's all I can say.
Mental note.
Moenie suiker ingooi nie.
O nee, maar weet jy, as jy suiker nie ingooi nie, weet jy hoe erg is dit dan?
Okay, well then it's...
Dan is het bitter.
Then we on to... Ja, maar dis die idee.
Soos Mara.
Ja, maar ek moes my neus toe druk.
Maralo.
Maralo. Ek moes my neus hier toe druk en dit net sluk soos medicijn.
Ach nee.
So erg is dit vir my. God. So erg is dit vir my.
Is dit so erg soos die koue?
Well, yes, I want to tell you that it is 11 degrees in Johannesburg at the moment.
It is cold. Het jy baie mense word uitgevang, want ons het nou allemaal gedink, oh, dit is nou alweer, dit is nou lekker, ons kan op jou plakkies draan, kortbroeke, en dan even skielik kan kom.
Ek sê dat is die koudste dag, of die, dit voel soos die koudste deel van die winter, en is nou amper oor.
Ja. Gister was vooral.
Ja.
Maar Sandton is 13 grade, Kaapstad is 16 grade. En dan as jy verder wil weet as dit, moet jy nie vir my vraag nie, want my phone wil nie volk. O, daar, New York is 24 grade.
Dis lekker.
Oh, lovely.
Dis lekker. Londen is 17 grade, alles warmer as ons. Amsterdam is 19 grade Celsius. Mm. So, ooral is dit kouerig.
En die atelier is seker 2 grade, want toe Kasper hier in die atelier stap, en toe maak die vensters oop.
Ja. Ek sal eerder wakker bly met suurstof. As wat ek myself vergas met die air conditioner.
Ja.
Dit help vir die koffie buzz.
Dit help vir my, dit hou my wakker. Ja. Hoekom het ek hier geskryf manne? O, Hannes, wat gaan aan met manne? Wat is manne?
Wat is manne? Manne is 'n toneelstuk waarin ek gaan speel by die Aardklop Nationale Kunstefees.
Wow.
Maar wat is manne? Wat is dit 'n gelowige play?
Nee, in teendeel. Dis 'n Chris Foster geskryfde produksie wat hy ook die regie van doen en in speel saam met myself, Theodore Jantjies, Henny Jacobs en Francho Lensley. So dis almal klomp 7-0 ouens en ek.
Like jy is mos die big league, wat is die ander fucking ding? Binnenlanders?
Ja, vast, tydelijk. Maar dis 'n play oor 4 vriende wat herenig na 10 jaar as 'n reunie vir 'n moerse lekker jagnaweek wat hulle gehad het, maar dan nou, dan iemand het die 10 jaar terug gepoets op 'n ander ou gebak, so nou wil iemand revenge hê en dan loop dinge skeef en dan sit soos 'n boere Tarantino. Movie op die verhoog.
Het jy my al vertel, of het ek net nie geluister nie, is dit original script?
Dis original.
Dit is text. Die geskryf deur Chris Foster.
Ja, dis waar. Ja. Maar dis 'n lekker besige aardklop hierdie jaar, want ons doen ook 3-in-1 daar, nee, Cassie? Jy onthou nog?
Ek het amper vergeet daarvan. Ja, 3-in-1 daar, in die Potch Auditorium, Sanlam Auditorium. Dis 'n moerse wending.
Ja, ja.
Ons gaan hom vul.
Ons gaan makkelijk.
Ons gaan hom vul. Ek wil vir jou vraag, hou jy van Weezer?
Ek is gek vir Weezer.
Het jy geweet, daar kom een nieuwe scene?
Is dat nie wel?
Ja, hier is ons een klein Irene monsterkie. Kom ons luister, Weezer. Nice, man.
Van een ander sound, eindelijk, hè?
Ja.
I'm holding on, and I don't wanna let you go. Oh, I feel like summer.
We love Weezer. Honest, tell my gou. If I ask the people to write me what they think of Weezer, where must they do that?
Well, I would think a wonderful idea would be to WhatsApp us here in studio on 079-748-2090. Dis 079-748-2090. Laat ons weet wat jy dink van Weezer.
Weet jy hoe mooi, hoe hierdie mooi het, Hannes, die omroep Afrikaans met die 8 is nasaal. 8?
8.
Ek was eintlik
079-748. Ek was eintlik genege het.
Gewat?
079.
O, ek dacht jy sê nege.
Nee, nee, nee. Mag nie.
Jesus, jy kan nie dit sê. Guys, so dis Weezer se nuwe LP Pacific Daydream.
Pacific Daydream. En hy kom uit later in September.
Van waar is hulle, Kasper?
Hulle is 'n Amerikaanse groep.
Amerikaans.
Ja, hulle was destyds, hulle het altyd hulle albums volgens kleure gerangskik. So die Blue album was bekend vir die song Buddy Holly en the Sweater song.
Da da, it would be the Buddy Holly.
And you're Mary Tyler Moore.
Hoi, 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 hoi.
So dit was die begin so bietjie van nerd rock. Hulle was so of geek rock.
Yes.
Jy weet, so dit is lekker gitaar sound. Ja, so dit is om hierdie nou so
lekker melody. Yeah.
Met lekker melodies en ja, ek is nog een groot fan.
Ja, het een mooi range.
Het is groot in die 90s gewees.
Ja, ja maar...
nerd rock, ek het nog nooit daarvan genoeg so'n term gehoor.
Dit is oulik. Maar wat lekker is, is die feit dat hulle nog altyd aan die gang is en alhoewel hulle so of aan die begin was van daai wat jy beautiful tune het met die heavy rock. Rock.
Yes, absoluut.
Wat is die woord?
Power chords.
Da's hy. Ey, Alzheimer. Waarom nou? Evelyn, is hy hier?
Ja, sy is hier so.
Okay, sy waar was. Is hy? Het ons vir haar spys gemaak?
Kom ons reel gegevaar.
Kom ek staan hier so okay. Op en dan kan sy hier kom sit.
Nee, okay.
Kan sy al in jou neus gaan
nee,
en opkyk?
Nee, comrade. Sit.
I'll be your comrade.
Comrade, sit, laat ons net vir Evelyn inkry.
I'll be your comrade, because but as long as I don't hit women, okay?
Wat het gebeur? Hoe daai man, ne?
Ja.
Ah, jere, wat is sy naam?
Ek kan nie die ding sy naam eers nou onthou nie.
Ek ook
nie.
Kies maar ons geweld in die politiek.
Banana.
Manana. Dat is baie geweld in die politiek.
Yes. And another thing is, these vehicles that drive into people. What the hell is happening?
Which vehicles?
Everywhere. There's always a vehicle with iemand. Nou hier met die Nazis het hulle 'n vrou doodgejaag in Charlottesville or whatever.
Oh, jy bedoel die Blue Light Brigade.
Nee nee nee, ek bedoel karre, terrorists. Nou het hulle in Spanje is daar weer 13 mense
met weer 'n fucking
with the van. Ja, mense ry nou met karre in mense en klim uit en hardloop weg.
I don't have an explanation.
And I don't know what the hell is happening. Hello, Evelyn.
Hi, how are you?
I am absolutely fine. Look at you. Oh, yes. I love your little flexelkies.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man. So, you are going to do a contemporary dance for
contemporary piece.
She got you.
I know. That was nice. That is a good sign. And who choreographed it?
I did.
Oh my goodness, you're putting yourself on the line here.
So much, like it's so much pressure.
It's very much pressure because we are going to show it to the whole wide world. As we're going to go live when you dance. So on what are you going to dance this? What music did you choose?
I chose a song called Blood Flat by Alt J. It's like one of my favorite alternative artists.
Blood Flat?
Yes, like a flood of blood.
That's
it's nice. Very sounds morbid
like,
song and
it sounds like a month.
They cool, they great.
Yes, yes, they are.
I love their music.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so amazing.
Okay, like, well, already good positive remarks. And what is the storyline? What must we look out for?
It's just like I would say it's the feeling and the rush you get when you know when someone punches you or when you feel a certain thing that's very significant in your life and it just, it goes through you.
Okay.
Like you're supposed to feel everything. You know, when you feel pain, don't ignore it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to feel whatever you're feeling at the point in time. Because, you know, when you have, when you're sad or something and you ignore the feelings, it catches up to you later on.
Okay.
You know? So it's just, the piece is about feeling everything at that point in time so that when it, when you move on with your life, you know, you're not going back.
But you'll remember it.
Yes, you remember it. Mm. You remember that feeling, you know, so you appreciate the amazing times and everything that's great in life.
I like that.
So it's all about not disconnecting.
Mm. Yeah, don't disconnect from your feelings.
I kept it as a surprise for you, Casper, but she was actually with our good friend Josh on The Voice. She was one of the dancers during the whole competition.
Oh.
And she danced on my favorite love song of all time, Lady in Red. She was magnificent.
But that was Craig.
Yeah, yeah, singing. But I mean, she was dancing, the dancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just want to show you that I
Yeah, I know. It's
Oh, and I was there. Then I watched you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, where did you study?
I went to the National School of the Arts for high school.
Lucky,
you know,
bastard.
Thank you so much.
I would have loved to have gone to that school.
It's a very nice school. It teaches you so much.
It's like fame.
Yes.
It is. I want to live forever. Stunning. And so did you like, what don't, do they teach you maths and cock like that there?
You know, when I first went there, I thought, I'm not going to learn any academic subjects. I'm just going to go there and dance and, you know, perform like High School Musical. And it's really not the case. It just teaches you how to handle two sides of the plate, academics and arts. And it's such a wonderful school because the academics are so, you know, they're on point.
Yeah.
And it's good. Yes.
On point.
On point.
The ballet is on point.
Yes. No pun intended.
No. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I'm just so sad that I wasn't born when those schools were around. Or maybe they were, but we were not told about them.
Not at all, yeah.
But yeah, oh, lekker. Okay, so I have discovered here a joke that we recorded for the show years ago. Well, years.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that joke. In the meantime, you're going to get ready.
Okay.
So after the joke, I'm going to check with you if you're ready, and then we're going to switch on your music.
Okay.
And Hannes here will be... Gavin.
Oh.
Gavin, sorry, Hannes, to demote you.
Nee, dis okay.
Is al enige boodskappe al van WhatsApp?
Ek gaan gou weer kyk. Ek
wil kyk dat ek jou wys dat ek jou ondersteun. And Gavin, who is a very, very keen photographer, will then move in and do the the camera work on the live. You go to the Casper de Vries fan page, and then you see live, and I will call it Evelyn. But let me just check the spelling. E V. And then what?
E-L-Y-N.
E-L-Y-N.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put this
So is it Evelyn or Evelyn?
It's Evelyn. A lot of people call me other names, so...
Like what?
Like Eve. Eve is my, you know, my nickname.
Your signature.
Yeah, my signature.
But cool. You like it when people call you Eve, or do you go, no, it's Evelyn?
No, it's okay, because each year, like each advancement of my life, people are going, oh, Eve... We're going to call you Ev.
Well, that's...
No, we're going to call you V.
You're just going to be E. Yeah.
Next thing I'm going to be...
nice. By the way, my friends call me Adam, so really? Just saying.
We don't want to... Why are we talking about this shit now?
So, as our next is a boys company.
Focal.
Okay.
Thank you. Jy het twee kan ingaan na dokter toe.
Kom. Hallo, dokter.
Hallo.
Is my man, Oom Tjor?
Oom Tjor, ja, hallo?
Hallo!
Oeh, hel.
Ach, my man, ek weet nie wat met hom aangaan nie. Hy het ewe skielik van so paar dae gelee, begin soos jy nou gesien het, die gerinnik en die geklap met sy pote. Ek weet nie wat het is nie, hy het ewe skielik een paard begin word. As ek vir hom sê... Tjor, gaan snij die gras. As ek uitkyk, dan vreet hy die gras. Ek beloof. Nee, prachtig, dokter.
Sy praat waar.
Ek het net gehoop, dis dalk 'n wetenskaplike probleem wat ons kan oplos met medisyne. Ek sê, jy skryf daar 'n voorskrif. Fantasties, wat se pille stel jy voor?
O nee, geen pille nie. Ek het nog nooit iets gesien in my lewe nie. Hier is maar net 'n permytjie wat oom Tjor toelaat om in die straat te skei.
Jeppie! Ach nee, waarmee het jy ons nou opgesaal?
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Kevin, why are you still here? Jesus, you must be there. He's lingering here. Okay, so sê vir my, Rian, is Evelyn reg? Lyk dit so?
Sy's reg, ons moet nou net vir Gavin wag.
Okay, en dan as jy reg is, druk jou knoppie.
Hier gaan ons.
She's gorgeous. She looks like she could be my
kid. I love her. Yeah.
Doesn't she look like she could be my kid?
Emotionally intense, yeah. You know.
Oh, you people have got such lovely. Sounds like you've just tasted a meal.
It felt like it. Yeah. We were all in awe, just sitting here and staring.
Order. Emotionally intense. Oh, Gavin, your Royal Highness. I've actually got a wonderful word for you here, Gavin.
Gavinsky. Name,
that I want
to
read.
What is that?
And that name is. Oh, I wrote it. Gavin Dandelion Moose Lips Prince.
Oh, wow, I love that. Okay. Is that like my tripper trappatrone naam?
Ja, baie dankie vir jou moeite en baie dankie dat jy vir ons afgeneem het. Ons
I went lower this time, hey?
Oh, Jesus. And did people comment?
People were commenting.
Were they saying that I'm wonderful?
They were, what was sad was the fact that they were more excited
about
for Casper. Like Casper is tweeting.
Yeah.
As but opposed to my artwork.
positive commentary on your artwork.
Nothing.
Cinematography.
Your cinematography. No.
Yeah. Oh, and I forbetter elke keer. We actually went like right up to 37, 38 onze dagen gegaan.
Well, we yeah. end up, Evelyn, you're going to end up with like 5, 6, 7,000 views. How many views do we get?
Your average between 5 and 7. But now and again, like two girls have gone to 9,800.
Het is een koek geweest, man.
Nee, dat was die Paul.
Die fucking Paul.
En ik heb een man gekregen wat Paul doen. Volgende maand.
Oh, ik is nat. Oeh, ik kan niet wachten voor de hard Paul niet. But listen, gepraat van Nat, jy het 'n show wat jy doen, Rian. Wat noem jy dit? Ladies Night, what?
Wel, dis die Odyssey Male Dance Groep.
Oh.
Ja, so, jy het van hulle al ontmoet wat hy was.
Yes.
Soos Charlie en Keegan. Ja. En dan die rest van die span gaan jy sien. Maar dit is nou glad nie G-string in die gezicht type goeders nie. Daar's daar een baba olie op, nie ek joke. So, dit is baie meer upper class. Maar baie, baie sexy gedoen.
So if you want to see ass, you're not quite upper class. Is that what you're
Club
saying?
Upper class ass. Upper class ass.
Upper class ass.
Okay. Okay, I'm teasing.
So, but when is this? And where is this?
This is going to be in Randburg at the Golf Club.
At the Rand Park Golf Club.
Rand Park Golf Club.
But where's that?
It's in Rand Park.
Yeah.
So that's Murtu and gone. Nee, when I say Randburg and Randburg and Rand Park are
it is in
different areas.
In Randburg.
This is
nice.
And it is the 16th September.
So can we as a radio team come?
Julle word forceer om te kom kyk.
Okay. But it say ladies night, maar moffies is welkom.
I'm excited.
Oh my good.
Can we just make it quickly about me? So I was scheduled to go to a weekend workshop.
Oh.
Ek het hom nog nooit so vinnig gereskeduleer nie. Ek het hom vroeër gemaak.
For the 16th.
And I made enough time
for you
for the ending of the workshop up until when the show starts for grooming.
Oh good, want ek gaan jy gaan verseker op die stage wees.
Nee, ja, nice. Mag nie.
Nice.
Jy het 'n target op jou rug.
What? Ek is nou baie sit weer agter.
A target in 3 weeks.
Wat jy is nie ver agter.
Oh no, I'm serious, no.
People love
getting me onto stage. No.
You were wonderful in Priscilla. You danced.
I mean, they have beautiful bodies because those boys are cute.
Yeah, we just have to gawk. Yeah. You gawk.
That's what I'm there for.
Yeah,
you
gawking.
Still sit. Let's all erase you.
Remember, we still have that video of Charmaine getting the lap dance and she ran out of the studio.
Do you?
Yeah, but since then she's grown up, eh?
That's it.
Sy kan nou 'n ding in die gesig kan.
Sy grip uit Bobbery horings.
Sy vat hom.
Fok al wie hulle sê nie. Hannes weet nie wat om te sê nie.
Hannes, gaan jy nog op die rally gaan?
Iemand het my gekontak hierdie week, maar dit was bietjie kort kennis. Anders sou ek gister, maar ek kon nie gister nie.
Was dit yesterday?
Ja. Ek weet nie of dit gister of dit net gister 'n geleentheid was.
I organized a nice butch rally for you so that we don't have to do this homo talk all the time. And then you couldn't go.
Ja, William dink ek.
Ja, William.
Hy het my gekontak, maar hy het so gaan. Ja, maar ek het by uitgekom om te reël nie, maar dis môre. Dis ek het so dis 'n bietjie kort kennis.
William.
As hy my laat weet het ek 'n plan gemaak, maar
ja, I would have loved to hear your thoughts on that because it's nice and a butch. Are you on? Is jylle mense op datum met Game of Thrones?
Ek is een agter.
Jy is een agter.
Ag jere, jylle is die hele tyd fucking agter.
Ja, net enetjie agter daarom.
Wow, Evelyn, well done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
They loved it. They were
amazing.
Going,
really?
I'm gonna watch it on live later on the Facebook because
okay.
I, I can't see that well from here. Okay. But I saw you doing an extension, and I went with you through the motions.
Through the motions. Thank you so much.
We actually got a WhatsApp message that said, I love you, Evelyn. Hashtag your biggest fan. You know who I am.
Are you serious? Yeah. Does this person have a name?
Gareth Cliff.
Oh, wow. But anyways, thank you so much. Thank you so much for
thank
the support.
Thank you very much.
Really, did someone write?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even get
like
messages.
Like I said, he literally said he loves everyone.
Who is this?
I have no idea because my mom like tells everyone. Hi, mom. She tells everyone that I'm doing stuff and she's my biggest fan. But I'm sure you're also one of my biggest fans. So thank you so much.
Listen, where are you with Game of Thrones? Are you caught up?
I barely watch Game of Thrones. Oh, no. I barely watch TV, but I read and stuff. So,
good girl.
Thank you.
Well, we have got a Game of Thrones every week, and we are now going to episode 5. So,
How is it?
Well, you've got to listen, but I've got to send out Hannes because he's got to go smoke now because he can't hear because I'm going to give away stuff. But you know what? After you've smoked, I'm going to discuss. Theories, Game of Thrones theories with you. So you go have a smoke.
Right.
Evelyn, thank you so much for
thank
being here.
Thank you so much.
Stay here for a picture. And we are going to Westeraria or whatever, Westernaria for another episode.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Na hulle 'n week lank asem moes ophou, verskyn Gomtor en Delmas uit die rivier.
Ek moet sê ek is effe lighoofdig.
Ja, Delmas. Maar onthou, ek het gesê, voor jy my nie betaal met my kasteel en my hoer nie, sal ek jou vir altyd aan die lewe hou.
Oh, dis eintlik nice van jou. Nou hoef ek nie te worry nie.
Maar here, het jy gesien sy drie Kablishi, sy het drie drake.
Ja, maar ons het net een gesien.
Ek weet.
Dis waarom ek sê, imagine sy drie. Daar is nie 'n saaitjie wat meer groei nie. Die wêreld lyk grys, soos vulkaanas.
Ja, kan jy imagine 3. Dit sal vir jou 'n bring en braai wees, hoor.
Ondertussen staan Kablishi op 'n klein heuweltjie met Cruella de Vil.
Onthou nou net. Ek is nie hier om mense dood te maak nie. Ek is nie hier om afgryslik en vreed te wees nie. Het jy aan my?
Ja.
Al wat ek vra is, knak die knie. As jy die knie knak, dan is alles reg. As jy nie die knie knak nie, dan gaan ek jou verteer deur die vuur van Cruella de Vil. En sy gaan vir julle bros braai. Bros, sê ek julle. Is daar enige iemand hier wat nie wil knie knak nie?
Ek wil nie knie knak nie. Ek is vetty sa pa. Ek is bietjie moeg. Die reek spit my uit. Ek gaan nie knie knak nie.
Ja, en ek gaan ook nie.
Dit is vetty sa mooier broer, Pielman, wat ook nie wil knie knak nie.
Nee, jy moet juist... Wat gaan met jou, Pielman?
Ach, allemaal lang jy is.
Ons is allemaal van jou. Man.
Hoe doen jy dit nou?
Kom aan, knak maar net die knie.
En dan kan jy nog langer in die reeks bly.
Knak maar net die knie, man.
Nee, ek knak nie knie nie, sê Pielman.
Okay, what a waste. Okay. 2 boerewors coming up. Blaas hulle, Cruella. Blaas. Goed. daar lê hulle lekker. Is daar enige iemand anders wat nie wil knieknak nie? Sal die wees van julle dan nou knieknak? Mooi.
In Kingskandla kom maar effe klam Delmas aan by Kraskraai. Hoi, Kraskraai.
Hallo Delmas.
Ek het nuus vir jou uit Hoogtuin.
Ja?
Onthou jy vir ouma Uliana?
Sal ek ook ooit kan vergeet?
Wel, sy het toe gebieg onder die laaste bietjie gif wat sy ingehaat het, dat sy vir Toffie vermoor het.
Wat?
Sy het vir Toffie gif ingegeet.
Die bloksem! Is het kan ons die lijk kan haal en dit nog steeds martel nie?
Dere Kraskraai, hy is dan maar fucking psycho.
Wat sê jy vir my?
Ek sê vir jou, kry vir jou een psycho's.
Ja. Doch is dit psycho.
Ah, fuck.
Hoekom drink jy wijn?
Want ek vier iets.
Wat vier jy?
Ek is pregnant. Vier.
Alweer? Maar ek gebruik kondome.
Ek het 'n muffin in die oond. Daar's 'n hot cross bun in die micro. 'N lekker nuwe saadbol in my uterus. Ek wonder wat gaan hier uitkom.
Kraskraai, jy het my nog nie eers gevra of ek okay is nie. Jare, ek is amper verbrand deur 'n fucking draak.
Okay, maar ek stel nie eintlik belang nie, want ek is 'n... Bitch!
Ja, dis waar. Ja, solank ek net nie 'n draak is.
Onthou julle vir Gemmy. Gemmy is die halfnaaikie van Brombeer Baratheon. Onthou julle Brombeer? Nou, hy is dood as gevolg van 'n vlakvark. En die vlakvark se naam is Kraskraai. Wel, Gemmy is seksueel mishandel deur die rooi slet deur sy bloed te probeer gebruik om vir Stannik te help om die koningskap te kry. Dit is nou 'n paar seisoene gelede.
Eina, lekker.
Toe sy hem uitgesuig het, soos een liquifruit boksie, het Gemmy gevlug en teruggeroei na Kingskandla. En daar het hy blijkbaar geblei vir 'n paar seisoene. Hy maak swaarde en dit sal handig inkom, omdat ons swaarde nodig het, wat gemaak is van draakglas. So alles maak sin. Hallo Gemmy.
Hallo oom.
Is hy gereed vir jou nuwe rol in die reeks?
Ja oom, ek kan nie wag nie.
Is hy goed met swaardgevegte?
Nee oom, maar fok, ek is handig met 'n hamer.
Gemmy vertrek saam met Dwergie en Ekstannik se personal assistant terug na Drakenstein. Op Drakenstein ontmoet Joe Blow vir Cruella van naby.
Oh. Hi.
Hallo. Joe. Joe Blow.
Kyk hier die skibbe. Oh, en dit is so stekelrig. En kyk jou mooi pers, pink, rooi oë. Dit is prachtig.
Hy is mooi, ne?
Ja, Koplies. Hy is pralla.
Ek weet nie, maar ek het hierdie affariteit met drake.
Dit laat my wonder.
Die probleem is dat Joe Blow nog nie weet dat sy pa, sy pa, sy dochter, Kablisi is nie. Niemand weet dit nie. Behalwe Bran, wat op die oomblik te hoog is om met enig iemand te praat.
So...
Daar sit hy weer.
Wat sien jy, Bran?
Vra Sanna.
Ek sien honderde wat stadig, maar seker vorentoe gestrompel kom. Half lyf in beendere en sliet, half lyf in die lewe en half lyf in die dood.
Wow, is dit White Walkers?
Nee, hierdie is Telkom. Maar daar is ook White Walkers.
Oeh, fuck!
Ons is terug op Drakenstein.
Joe Blow sit saam met Nathaniel en Kamplisie en skielik saam met die dwerg verskyn Gemmy.
Hi julle.
Gemmy, hallo.
Hi, ek is Brombeer se halfnaatjie.
Ok, dan maak ons jou een klein bietjie later dood, ne? En Mormoon, jy is hier.
Ek is hier. Ek het ons gesê as ek genees word van die skurwe jantjie. Nou kom ek terug, ek is tot jou diens, Kaplisie.
Is alles okay met jou, Mormoon?
Ja, nee, ek is fine, ek shit breeks, maar verder is alles lekker.
Mooi.
Fetty Fetty, sy vrou, Grilly, sit saam met hom en lees ou dokumente in die boring ou kloosterkasteel van die meesters.
So, Grilly, kan jy al lees?
Ek wil nou net vir jou wys wat ek kan lees, Fetty Fetty. Laat ek sien so. Kijk, hier so staan. Een dag. Lang gelede was daar een meester wat geroep is na de doorend. Daar het hy Verrypert Targaryen geklous met Wolfie Stark se sisters. So dit beteken volgens my Sir Ollewagens dat die kind van Rupert en Wolfie Stakse sisters die eerste kan aanspraak maak op die eisterskloon. Ek is het nie lekker verstaan nie. Fetty Fetty?
Sorry, ek het dan nie... Ek het aan die slaap geraak. Ek is so moe. Kom ons fokkel van hier af en ons gaan soek vir John.
Maar het jy gehoor, hoe lees ek?
Nie gehoor wat jy lees nie, maar jy lees mooi.
Dankie, Fetty Fetty.
Daar is besluit dat daar een witloper gehaal moet word, sodat allemaal kan sien hoe die gedrogte bestaan. En daar staan die manne. Die manne met die planne wat gaan uitgaan na die Noordkaap om hierdie mense te gaan haal. Dit is Poepoog, Moerskont, Joe Blow,
Hoi,
Mormoon,
ek is reg,
Gemmy,
Hoi julle, ek hoop nie gaan te gauw dood nie.
En die broederhoed.
Hi.
Hi.
Dit maak hulle. Sierra.
Yay.
100% 7. Yay.
Shame, daar gaat hulle af naar die Noordkaap. Daar is allerhande geruchte, Hannes, oor Game of Thrones. Nou, ja. Het ek nou weer gelees dat episode 6 het gelek.
Ja, en ek sien mense, ek het nou al een paar mense op Facebook gesien wat het klaar gaan kyk het.
Ach,
it really did.
Sims.
Ja.
Sal maar, dit lek?
Maar ek het gesien iemand wat so gegaan het. Ja, allemaal denk is nou great, jy sien episode 6 vinniger, maar nou is het nog 10 dae se wag vanuit volgende een in plaas van net 7.
Ja, maar nou weet hulle al en ja.
Ja.
So wie het nou gelek?
Ek weet nie, maar mens wonder mos maar deesdae of al hierdie lekkasies
ja,
as pris is, of het nou maar die is dit HBO of
Dalk.
Wat het klein bietjie aspris doen.
Want die Game of Thrones nou is vreeslik. Daar's na elke episode soveel forums wat dan oopgaan ja. En allemaal wat praat. Maar ek het 'n theory wat hulle
ja.
Noem, nee,
ja.
Wat ek gehoor het, wat ek nogal interessant vind. En dit is dat Imp, die dwerg.
Ja.
Weet julle waarvan ek praat?
Tyrion.
Maar gat aan.
Okay, ek sit jou mic dan af. Jy het so mooi geluister, Gavin. Was dit vir jou interessant?
Dit was my baie lekker.
Dankie.
Ek het vir so 'n paar sekondes het ek ook sommer in 'n karakter ingegaan. Have you ever?
No. Wat 'n karakter was jy? Die draak?
Nee, ek hou van daai ene wat I get it now. Ek hou van daai ene wat nou soos 'n wat sy ene se naam wat so gesukkel het om te lees.
O, Grilly. Ja,
want is so innocent. So like Grilly sweet innocent.
Ja, maar sy lees daar onthullende kak en niemand hoor nie. Mm. Dis presies wat gebeur het in die reek. Hannes, ek hoor dat die draak die rumor is, die teorie.
Ja.
Dat kyk toe hy onder toe gegaan het in een van die vorige seisoene na die drake toe, het hy hom nie geopgeëet nie.
Nee,
jy?
Nee, hulle het so dreigend na hom gekyk, ja, maar niks nie, meer as dit nie, ja.
So nou is die rumor dat dalk is die Lannister vrou, sy ma gezirt deur 'n Targaryen.
Ah.
Daarom was die pa so teen hom.
Ah.
Daarom is hy dood met die geboorte en is hy 'n imp. En die drake like hom, so hy's
ook familie.
Hy's ook familie. So Jon Snow, Khaleesi en die draak gaan agter in die imp. Berg. Die imp gaan al drie in draak ry. Kry
wow,
en ry.
So cool weer. Ja. Ek sal 'n draak wil ry.
Ek sal verskrikkelijk.
Ek het een keer met 'n meisie van Witbank uitgegaan, het was so 'n bietjie soos draak ry.
Oh, jy steek die draak.
Ek steek die draak.
That part I understood.
I have the emotional scars to prove it. But this fascinating, en dit beteken dan ook baie vir die power balance binnen die Seven Kingdoms.
So ek like die theory, dat hou vir my gewig, dat hou vir my water.
Maar enigste probleem met Game of Thrones is, weet jy die mense, daar is so baie geheime, wat die geheime die meeste inpak, soos Jon Snow en jy weet, Khaleesi wat sy tannie is, dat hulle is unaware, dit ek iets gemis het nou al intussen, hulle is unaware van die familie bond. So,
dis ook unaware
ding,
daarvan.
So dis ook een ding, is as hulle dit weet, dan kan hulle iets omtrent doen, ja, maar as hulle nooit niks uitvind nie.
Dis net Bran wat nou weet, omdat hy kan ons so sien, sy oor omdop, en dan sien hy goed, na hy bykie ietsie gerook
het. 10-10-1.
So, maar luister, ons goeie vriendin Betty Bernard Bangles is nie hier vir die afgelope 3 weke nie, want sy is mos nou 'n ster.
Ja.
Sy het groot geword. Nou wat gebeur vanaand, voor ek nou die promo speel van vanaand se Dosser episode
op Via.
Wat gebeur?
Wel, vanaand besoek die 3 dossers 'n ouetehuis in Nysna.
Ja.
En by 'n charity dinner word een van die dossers opgeveil.
Dis ook 'n blom. Gee my net 'n sin. Werk in die agterkant, party in die voorkant. Jy weet,
hoe gaan ek iets kon aankry?
Jy weet as jy na jou kompetisie kyk en jy weet jy sou kan.
Ek het R800, ek het R900. She will undress on stage for R1,000.
We have got here our special guest has arrived. Now remember, I left you a clue and I said hashtag. That's my clue, hashtag. And have you solved the clue? What's that, oh, vrou?
Jessica Fletcher.
Have you solved it, Jessica?
Hello,
who is the hashtag? Ons is op die lig. God, nou jy doek op en jy is nog voor op die wag.
Are you talking to me?
Nee, dit is my wat hy praat.
Never seen it with a doek.
Yeah.
Anyway, wait.
Am I supposed to put these things on? No.
Yes.
No, otherwise you're not gonna know what the fuck's going on.
Maar moet jy praat even as it's a surprise.
Maar nou praat jy.
Extra! Special!
Our guest is the extra, extra special with a dollop of witticism, a brave personality, and the second time he's visited us, which makes him a FOTS friend of the show, and that is FOTS, Mr. Lottering from Cape Town Mark, hashtag.
Yay!
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's so nice to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you again.
Thank you, Casper. Lekker seeing you.
Yeah. How's your show going?
It's going really well. We've done two shows thus far. Okay. So it's very new, fresh. We opened 2 days ago.
Joe Burgers, are they lekker with you?
Joe Burgers are fantastic.
Okay,
and
good.
We've had a rip-roaring two nights.
I like rip-roaring. Now, it sounds like you're on a roller coaster. Is that what people can expect? A roller coaster with Mark?
There's a difference between on a roll or on a roller coaster. I mean, what do you know about my life? Why do you know about the ups and downs?
No, no.
Ons focus moet nou nie op dit nie.
Nee, maar ek bedoel, vertel jy nie vir die mense van jou dips ook nie. It's only laughter, only the
only
best.
Laughter. I'm like a Miss
so
Universe
false.
Contestant.
Actually, a false.
It's very false, and people pay for that. They don't. They do not want to hear the truth. Bellingham, yeah. No, they're probably listening.
What's going on to it?
No, I'm not taking her call.
Okay, no, fuck her. Who's that? Your mother?
No, this is no. It's Kim Clute, who always phones for money whenever
Kim.
I'm here in charge. You know what? Over it.
You know,
it's always before her birthday. Her birthday is no, and I'll say for the birthday.
Hashtag birthday.
Ik het haar hare goede nog. Sê vir haar, as jy sien.
Kim, ons het jou hare goede. Obviously, it's
which Jermaine's not using because
no.
Took years off of that.
She sits in here like a fucking 1920 communist. We just want to give it a hammer in a circle.
Oh, tuk.
You know that tick, but you said I tick, but you must unslip.
Yes, take it from there.
Now, we've got a section here, Mark.
Yes.
Before we continue with wonderful, thrilling you, I've just knocked my glasses against the mic. Don't know why. Because I've got two in my hand, two glasses. Exactly, jolly time. Yes. Now, we got a section called Out There.
Yes.
The Casper Radio Show. Out There.
Out There. That's something we made. Now, that is usually bad or good.
Yes.
The Out There. Today it's going to be good. Okay, because usually it's a very cuck song or a very interesting song you've never heard of.
Okay.
Today, because you are here, I thought we're going to do interesting.
Okay.
Now, this guy is from Sweden. Okay. He is like he's got reindeers. It's not Father Christmas.
Yes.
But he looks after reindeers. He is young and he is, I've forgotten the name. A Sami or something, Somi, something in Sweden. They're red Indians. And they're indigenous people. And then, I don't know whether he was in a, like a commitment, loving commitment with another reindeer herder. But Daniel is his name, the other one died. No.
Wait, the reindeer or the herder?
No, the herder.
Okay.
Daniel. This guy, sorry, his name is Jon Henrik Flölgren. Okay? And then, apparently in their culture, you go sit, and if someone died, you try and connect with them. And you sit in meditation, and then you hear a song. So he heard this song coming to him, and so he called, you call it a yoik, goed, a yoik. That's usually when I krap het ek a yoik.
You must be yoiking.
I'm yoiking now. You must be yoiking free. Yes, I'm also just said, you must be yoking. Now, anyway, so this is the song, and he calls it Daniel's yoik. And it's actually very tragic. So this, he's now shouting to Daniel.
Wow.
I think he was in love with Daniel.
Thank you.
Does it like sound emotional to you people?
Very, very emotional. It's absolutely, it yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's emotionally draining. Even I want to now
have a
get
yoy.
The reindeer and lose somebody and just go and sit in the field
and find a yoik
and find a yoik. I feel like doing that.
That's a very old crap for the yoik.
What is it? What is it? Jan Hendrik.
Yeah.
Jan Hendrik.
Jon.
Jon Hendrik.
Jon Hendrik. Nie met die D nie hoor. Jon
Hendrik.
Yeah. Okay. And his lover. Which is maybe as straight as an arrow, but we are imagining now that he had this lover who also loved reindeer, Daniel, and he's yoiking for him. Shame. Because Daniel, I don't know why Daniel died. Maybe a reindeer attacked him?
No, maybe he sang to Daniel while Daniel was still alive, and then this happened. Daniel's like, I'm out of here. Ich kann noch nicht.
Committing
suicide. No, never. I'm not staying.
Yeah,
for this.
Because he said, I'm in love with you, Daniel. And he said, no.
No, keep the reindeer. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I've got a yoik for you. No. Yeah. And he committed suicide
that's
by running
happened.
In front of a herd of reindeers.
I believe that's the true story. You can hear that. That's what
you
happened.
You can hear it. Mm.
Is this Alice Moose is sad. Okay.
Come on, yes.
We got it. Haven't even got it.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. I've got a question that I must write down. Okay, so Jan, just go into your incantation again. He's brumming a bit now.
He's like, gaan haal hom,
ja. Ja, gaan haal hom nou. Gaan haal hom nou. Daar's Daniel. Oh, daar's Daniel. Jan! So that was our out there for today, and I think it's beautiful. If you want something, I've got Airwave, menthol, and eucalyptus.
I'd love one.
No, but Jermaine just gave me
I know,
a
that's
very
why I,
nice big sweet. Well, that's a mini.
But that's a strepsil.
It's not a strepsil.
It's on another level.
It's Medi-Kil. A lozenge to help your
Medi-Kil.
Throat.
They help your Medi-Kil.
Medi-Kil.
So it's so naturally sharp. It just sounds
me. It is. It is. You see, we set the air conditioner on a certain temperature. And then you just fucking shock. So if you take a menthol eucalyptus, I just want to hear you chew. What's your name in English? Chew.
Chew.
Chew. Is it a kauwgom?
I think.
Yeah.
Nee, man.
Wil jy kauwgom pie nie?
Wat het jy gedink? Wat is dit?
I thought it's a sweetie. Ek het ou mens tanden hulle.
Hy sterk.
Gaan jou tanden bly uitgeval.
My tong is not dood, julle.
What's that thing?
Ja, is lekker.
If you suck too hard.
Voel of ek a White Walker ingeslik het.
Pleasure. Maar don't let them to go by
no,
in mind.
No, we'll just all do that.
Yeah. Because maybe they'll
it sounds like, you know, when you, people have just walked in your room and you just shut down the laptop thing, but the volume's not off. And they click him in the yak and he goes,
I'm
going
I never thought of that. I never thought of
so
that.
True. It's so true. Now, on the show, we also... I don't know... I can't remember if we tested you with general knowledge last time
out. It was terrible. I recommend people do that.
Okay, so what... We've changed it a little bit.
But Casper, please remind me before I must ask you what... I'm seriously struggling with my lips up in Joburg. No, it's very dry. I know it's general knowledge we're getting to now, but asseblief, ek soek vir... What can I use?
Maar kom ons gee maar uit. But if you
it's
want to talk lips,
thing
talk
that you
Gavin.
From Cape Town and, you know,
the real McCoy.
So Gavin has it. Got layers of cock on his
head. Has he?
Yeah.
So nothing's natural.
Tanning.
Oh, nothing's natural. But something, yeah, that can maybe work. My Uber driver said to me, I must use big...
You can now talk. You don't have to be but the people are panic bevangen. What did you say, Gavin?
Thank you. My Uber driver said, I must try Vicks. Want Vicks is, dit brand vir so 'n rukkie en dan daarna, ja Vicks.
At what point does your Uber driver say, try Vicks for your lips? Wat die route
aan die einde van die rit.
That's when Jou credit card hier en gou through. Goed sit bietjie voor.
En Shemaine, wat sê jy, sorry, ek hoes en nies met my.
Ek het nou vir moeite daar gegeef as hulle is, like a gel-like thing. It helps. It helps my Cape Todian friends, so try it.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Bag is full of things.
I know, I have a mummy bag. You know, you never get over it.
Is daar ander room in jou sak?
Yes.
Asseblief.
Are you catching an oop?
If you put on your under room, I want to hear it. Hey, this is radio.
Yeah.
This is radio. My friend. We want to hear it.
Ek was eendag op 'n shoot gewees toe die make-up meisie vir my voorgestel ek moet Letty Balm gebruik.
Letty Balm. Ja. Okay, wag.
How did you feel? Honest, as though you walked into Cubana and someone called you a name.
Letty Balm. But listen, won't you do us a commentary of the onsmearing of the lotion?
Dit is 'n baie elegante botteltjie wat Gary was, hè. Hy het nou net die dekseltjie afgehaal. Lyk my daar's nog 'n verstelbaarheid daaraan. Hy skud dit nou sagkens op sy hande uit. Dis 'n wit room. Hy maak nou weer dit toe. Hy vat 'n vinnige reukie na die bouquet en hy smeer sy hande in 'n afregse manier. Dit is asbare 'n tipe wringaksie. Soos hy die emosies van die winter uit sy hande uitstreel. En hy lyk gelukkig en tevrede. Hy ruik weer sy hande. Iets wat hy gereeld doen.
Oh my God. I love you.
So we've changed it a bit, Mark, so that you are the fortunate one. You can always answer first on the questions.
Okay.
Because you're the comedian, you've got to know what's going on in the world, and then if you can't, but you must try to be witty.
But how does that make me the fortunate one? That sounds horrific. So
because you can shower where you are now, and then draw people to your show. And then if you can't be witty anymore, or we give you a rating out of 10 and say, no, stop it. Then we. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
The questions are supposed to be difficult, that you don't know the answer.
Okay.
So to give you improvisation space.
Okay.
1917 is 100 years ago. Yes?
Yes. No.
No, it's yes.
Yes, okay.
And two things happened with the Royal House of England 100 years ago. What was it?
Gavin and I always go like this when he starts this cock.
Two things happened with the Royal House 100 years ago. Yep. What was it?
What was it?
That Prince Philip was born?
God, no, he's not 100.
Yeah. Well, he could
he's
be.
He's close.
It's got something to do with the Queen. Must be.
No. No, it's not. It's more to do with traditions. Traditions.
But it would have been in the middle of the World
clothes.
War.
Was it the clothes?
1917 was nearly the end of First World War.
Yeah.
Was that when World War One? Yeah, it is difficult to say when you're drunk.
But do you come up with these questions?
Yes.
I'm just interested.
Yes.
Okay.
What I do is I watch like programs.
Come on, because the rest of us go out.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know. I just sit like a hermit and watch Netflix.
And then,
I write down.
Ek gaan môre gaan ek die donor hierdie ding. Kasper Netflix en chill nie, hy Netflix en research.
Dis die ding. So ek het dit gesien op 'n program, sorry, ek wil hoes van hierdie fucking airwave. And then I thought I'd write it down. So this is my question, yeah. And at the same time, we're learning something.
Of course we are. I'm very curious to know what happened.
Okay, so honest, jy het nog nie eens probeer nie.
Well, as dit in die wêreldoorlog was daar ietsie van ascension, miskien iemand wat oorgeneem het.
Royalty. What happened? Oh, ons kan nog 'n derde prong daarby sit. Wat het gebeur in Rusland in 1917?
Die Tsarin.
Kyk nou fucking haar doek.
Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen.
Comrade Harris. What happened?
Dit was die Sovjet-revolusie.
Yeah.
Lenin het oorgeneem.
Precies.
Yeah. Exactly. But nie John Lennon nie.
Nee. Yoko was hy daar nie.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
But tell me.
Oh Lord, just imagine.
Now,
I'm waiting for the cream.
So, when the communists... This is the third answer, Mark. When the communists took over, what happened to the Tsar?
They killed him.
Yes.
Germain says they chopped his head off.
The Bolsheviks shot him.
Yes, they shot him. Germain, they didn't take his head off. She's so Cape Town gangster. They chopped his balls off.
The Bolsheviks, I mean, chopped his head off. And so that's the whole family that they did. But he was a cousin. Oh, whose lips are you putting on now?
Hannes. Germain gave me this.
This is, die buisie is teen 'n diagnose.
Gronale.
Vlak.
Sorry, I'm going to come while this man talks. You even ask, where do I buy Andy? The way Hannes says it.
Very Chopra.
Kleenex, iemand.
Dis 'n lekker blinklippie wat maak daarop.
Dankie.
Het jy skaamlippies? Maak 'n einde daaraan met nuwe gevorderde wat of ook is dit?
Nee, ja, Germain.
Goeie vir die lippe.
Goeie
vir die lippe.
Goeie vir die lippie, honey.
Vars uit die Kaap, goeie vir die lippe. Deur Germain met heuning. Waar was ons oor?
Tsar. I'm learning, yes.
We still question one, eh? So they killed the Tsar. He was the cousin of who? What are you doing, Kevin?
I'm wiping the tears of my eyes because you guys
really,
are
like this, like
hilarious.
A playing mantis.
Oh,
that's what it
means. So this guy was the cousin.
Yeah, it's Barry Hilton. Barry Hilton het koning van Engeland geword.
Nee man, not that cousin. So, he was the cousin of the King of England.
Kevin.
What's that? Ek hoor jy wat geruis. O, dis gaaf van jou. Wat het jy alles in jou sak?
It's a big red bag, eh?
Mary Poppins bag, eh?
Yeah.
Everything proper. Have you got a lounge suite in
it? Alles daar, muscle relaxing.
Why would they call it twin saver? Why twin saver?
I have no idea.
What are twins to do?
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Because two nostrils.
And it's three ply, it's not two ply, so it can't be twin saver that way.
Twin saver.
Well, we'll put that as question number 10 for now.
I'm so worried about your next guess.
Ek sê vir jou twin saver, wat sê jy?
Okay, here is the lesson.
Yeah.
Because of the German feeling against England, the royals changed their name in 1917 from Hoschke, Ploschke, Nuschke, Deutsche, Pushkrash to Windsor. Windsor.
So what was the name?
Gotha, Sachsenburg, something. It was the name of...
You didn't watch that part of the show.
Prince Albert's name. Victoria, okay. Albert, they took that name. Prince Sachsen-Goburg.
Moet ons Google.
Google hem. Probeer hem lees. And that was the first thing. The second thing that happened was in 1917, and it sounds like it's forever, but it only happened then, you got these OBE cuck happening for the first time, where someone who contributes to society gets an OBE or an MBE or a PPE.
Order of the British Empire. Order,
that only started 100 years ago.
Wow.
Voor dat was het net royals. Het was net royals wat die ding gekry. Nou is het een verpleegster en een skoonmaker en Elton John en whatever. They can all be now. And it's all in layers. It's an OBE, MBE. And then, but sometimes you skip. So Elton John sang at Diana's funeral and they fucking skipped all the rungs.
Straight
and
up.
He up to sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that can happen. Het jy al die fun gekry, Shemay?
Nee, nog nie.
Wat soek jy?
Saxe, Coburg, Gotha.
Dat is hy.
Jo.
Saxicobagotha.
Okay. Yeah. So as in sax, like a Saxonian, saxa. Yeah. Or maybe it's called Saxicobagotha.
I think we must move on now.
Yes, please. It's your question.
Why do I say Mumbai dogs?
Why do you say it?
Yeah, why do I say Mumbai dogs? Why is it relevant?
Mumbai dogs.
Today? Or is this still 1917?
No. Yeah, it's 2017. This week, Mumbai dogs. What happened?
Can you give us a clue?
Blue. Blue is the clue. What's that?
Start a skip in the achtergrond.
There's actually a ship coming in. That shows you climate change. Yeah. It's a really serious subject.
Mumbai dogs, is it iets met cricket te uit te waai?
No. No, it's not a pleasant
Does
subject.
Does it have something? Oh, not a pleasant subject. Dogs, there goes my question then.
All blue in Mumbai. They're all fucking blue. They walk around blue. Why?
I'm blue.
They found out.
Maar is het van die water?
Is water.
Veel curry.
No, blue curry? Jeez. Then that would be green. No, it's some factory that's spilling dye into a river.
Oh, no.
Shame.
And all the dogs are blue now.
Oh, my goodness.
This is die blou hond.
In Pretoria. And I was last
week hier.
Dis die blou hond gepersonifiseer.
So, do they die?
No, they just die. They just die.
Thank you. Got it?
I
got it.
Ja, nee, die hondjies is daar, maar hulle like blou. En almal praat gaan aan, ons is blue. Ons is blue. Oh, shame. How old is the woman who clapped a model with a cord?
54.
Nearly?
57.
Lower?
52.
Yes.
Are we speaking Grace Mugabe?
Yeah, we're talking Rocco de Villiers' show, Amazing Grace Mugabe. She's 52.
Maar het jy daai skaar gecheck?
Ek het gesien.
Ja. Sy het verhoog.
She clapped, eh? But I don't know what's going on there.
Apparently she offered them money, but I mean that's a rumor. I wasn't there, but
2 million.
So and the
I would have taken
the
it.
Mom says,
I would have so taken the money.
Word, yeah.
No, the mother says, "Ik soek jy geldy."
Take the money.
I want justice for my daughter. It is like
justice. Who?
Fuck justice.
I don't know. You can sort that. You can sort that scar out.
With 2 million.
With 2 million. So she wouldn't take the money.
Nee, wil ek jou.
With 2 million, kan jy jou neusie ook doen.
So wag seker vir dat die pryse bekom.
Listen, I was asking where is this model from? Is this a Joburg girl?
Yeah, it's a Joburg girl, and she was fucking them two Mugabes.
But why?
Allegedly.
Was she?
Well,
no, allegedly.
Point. Allegedly. And then mother stormed in and hit her with a fucking extension cord.
And it sounds very Mitchell's Plain to me.
It is.
But, I mean, those boys don't have a great reputation. They like...
No. They are here, come still studying, but they're not in class. They're partying it up. Maybe Grace offered them 2 million Zimbabwe dollars.
Oh, well, in that case, then I also don't want the money. Yeah.
Then I would also say, no, then justice, would, justice. Like 5 cents of justice.
We wish her the best. Is that face really scarred now?
I don't know. For a model.
Also, photo can I say two words? Sybil could see her. She can just throw a hair over it, man. Do you remember Sybil? She had an accident when we were young.
Was it an accident?
It was a car accident.
Sy het nie haar safety belt gedra nie, my skat.
Well, okay, that was not Dr. What's his name that got a hold of her. Wat sy dokter wat weer die mense gefix het? Die gesigte mooi gemaak. Roos. Oh, I thought it's Dr. Roos that happened to her. He did, but wasn't a good...
Was he bad? Carte Blanche, doctor? Was he like sold by Carte Blanche?
I'm not sure if he was, but I know a lot of people got away looking worse for wear than when
okay,
they
no,
went
no,
in
no,
for
Sybil.
How many lawsuits has this station received? No, yeah, I just want to know. I'm just intrigued.
Good news for Hannes. Look here, my eye's twitching again from that that fucking espresso. I had an espresso and my eye is twitching.
This is good news for Hannes and his baby. Why? What is wrong with Hannes and his baby?
That flu.
Yes. Yeah. Now, apparently, it is healthy to eat your...
Snots.
Yes.
What? Well, that's why she's getting healthier quicker than I am.
Yeah. So, snot...
Same mind for bitcoins, dear star. Word.
Yeah. 9 years. It's not funny. Snotty. Yeah. So, yeah, that is apparently according to some fake news website.
This self-vervaardigde antibiotica.
Oh. Exactly.
Oh my lord.
Not you to see.
Okay, so
Hannes. That's why poor people live so long. You know, poor kids always grow up on the other side of the
road.
The antibiotics.
Yes, we should.
We should investigate.
Bottle it. Oh my! Imagine! Imagine the grossest fucking thing you can do in a movie is like a whole scene with bottled snot. Mm. Oh! And then can I taste a bit of your snot?
My oma het so, want sy het so 'n bietjie van 'n long ding gehad. Dan hulle het haar spesiale dokters het haar geleer hoe om te hoes om die slijm uit te kry. En sy het dit ook in so 'n botteltjie uitgehoes. En langsaam wet gelos.
Vir wat?
Nee, as beter nie, maar net tot hy vol is om haar sy nou maar leer.
Oh my god.
Jy dink dit is die waarheid.
Dis 'n variasie van die waarheid.
Ek het gedoog het oma se koeldrankie langs die bed.
Oh my
toffee caramel.
Oh my goodness.
Oh milk.
It brings me to something I mustn't forget. There's a movie I read about these movies that slip through our radars and we must watch according to critics, and it's a movie called Raw. A French movie. I watched it this week, I can tell you. Don't. You have this feeling. This feeling now you get when you think of snot eating when raw. It is horrible. There's nothing that's entertaining about it. If you want to see people eating
what?
Cock, not even snot, man.
Themselves.
Okay, can I tell you one thing?
Tell me.
So the sister sits there. Mm. Her sister is trying to shave her pussy. The cat, the little cat runs out. The little cat runs out. Now she's shaving her pussy. Now there's the wax hokvast ergens op een of ander fucking lip. Nou kom die sister met 'n skêr, sy sny haar eie vinger af per ongeluk. The other sister picks it up and starts sucking the blood out of the finger and then eating it like a ribbiki.
Oh my goodness.
And that is just 2 minutes of the movie. It's
Did you watch the whole film?
I did, because apparently
of course.
Apparently it's a very good movie. So I watch and oh my god, no, it was horrible. I had a spit on my stomach.
When you say raw French, is it R-O-U-X?
Yeah. No,
R-A-W.
R-A-W. Row.
Okay, row. For the trailer.
Row.
It's like right up here, stadium.
Yeah, no, but it's one of those movies where it's just gross.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't go, oh, it's entertaining as well. Fuck. You don't feel well. I was not. Okay, next question. So, Hannes talked about moose.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
What can you tell me about Sweden and a moose this week?
This week. Iemand het 'n jokie geskryf.
Sorry, I'm laughing. Wait, what was the question again?
Moose, Sweden.
A moose was spotted.
Yes, good. Good 2 points. But what happened to the moose? What happened? What was so particular about this moose, Mark?
Well, it was spotted at a shopping mall.
Yes.
In a public place, which is very unusual.
Yes. And then they took a picture of it, and what did they see about what's so different about this moose? It's... What did this moose have that's so particular and different?
It had
a white Pels.
Pels, it was
albino moose. It was an albino moose.
Oh.
Not seen since 1942. Wow. Well, I'm making this up. But it was it's a moose.
A rare moose.
Mm. A rare moose. And that's why they call it a rare white moose. Thank you. We nearly finished. One last question.
Then I want to score.
I am Vivian.
Vivian, oh God, ek stuiselrig van die lag. Okay, so Bonnie Tyler is going to do something. Are you taking pictures?
Yeah.
Really? Bonnie Tyler, Bonnie, turn around.
Yes, you're right on the right path.
Okay.
Why is she going to turn around?
Because every now and then I feel a little bit.
Yes.
Because you're never coming round.
Yeah.
She's going to sing again. She's doing.
Yeah.
And
what's the name of that song?
Oh, she's releasing that song again.
Total Eclipse of the
Heart. Yeah. And let's leave the last bit out and we just go for the
Total Eclipse.
Yes. And where is that happening?
During an actual eclipse?
In the air?
It's happening in America. The total eclipse. It's going to be 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh.
Okay.
But why are we talking about Bonnie Tyler? She's going to be on a fucking boat. On the Rhapsody, the Romanian Rhapsody or something.
So she's going to sing the song at the exact moment of the actual eclipse.
She's going to sing it on the boat.
Yeah.
And she's
got, I get it now.
And she may not sing longer than 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Then she must intro for that song.
Yeah, I know. Serious? And I need you now tonight. Thank you, Bonnie Tyler. And I'm finished. It's the total eclipse. Oh, my heart. And then she goes back to her cabin.
But this, does this mean that America is going to be veiled in darkness for 2.5 minutes? Unlike the year since Trump became president.
Yeah. Well, they used to it. No, yeah. Since Trump. Yeah, they're going to be.
Sure.
Wow.
Wow. Hey.
Okay, so I've learned to learn something, eh?
I've learned so much. Sometimes you learn things and then you sit for a few days and you go, how is this going to change my life?
It
you've
is.
Got to, you, that's what you've got to figure out.
That's right. Because I want to give you, like, food for thought.
Yes.
Not thought, thought.
Yeah.
Remember last time I think we played songs that was number one when you were one, when you were born.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. It sort of it went past that fad. But now we got a new thing. We called Stof Poepies. I don't know if we had it when you were here.
No, I would have remembered.
Okay, but let me tell you, it is because of Sandwich Baron, which is an amazing company, and they actually pay us, I think it comes to R2 a day.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Okay, almal sing saam. Stof poepies. Stof poepies. Stof poepies van tyd.
Amazing. Ek skielik 'n bietjie die dingetjie vergeet.
Ja.
Tyd.
Tyd. Mark. Tyd.
Time no.
Now today a Stof Poepie is our golden oldie and it's actually from the 90s. Tell me the band who sang that song, Hannes.
The band's name is, let's see if this rings a bell, Deep Blue Something.
And it's not a question. It's actually the name.
Deep Blue Something.
It's called Deep Blue Something.
Deep Blue Mumbai Dog.
Cock name. No, you don't have to guess. That's the name.
Okay.
Deep Blue Something.
Oh, well, we finished with the game.
Jy het selfies geneem, dus ek meen nie fokus nie.
Jy fokus nie.
Wat jy meen selfies?
Ons is nie terug by die honde nou nie.
Ek het vir julle baie mooi foto's gestuur.
Baie
fantasties.
Okay, but it's not of our own concern now. So Deep Blue Something sang a song. It was a one-hit wonder. They had lots of albums, eh?
They did quite a few, but this was certainly the only one that really made any impact. It reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
And it was a bit of a radio-friendly song because of a word in the title. And then radio stations thought it would be genius to have it play at a certain time of the day.
Ah, I see. So I'm playing a bit of it now, God willing. Yeah, there it is.
I love this.
What's it called?
I don't know. No common ground
to start from. Rings a bell, Mark?
Do you go out
like
a lot?
This game? Mark likes it. You can't be playing.
What is this, Charmaine?
I don't know the name of the song. Do you remember the tune? No, I'm not that old.
Maybe it's a catchy chorus and we'll know.
I think so. I think everyone will know this. When he starts hitting the drums.
Okay, I know this. Breakfast at Tiffany's. She
said I this is like an anthem, and I don't know it.
But then again, I'm on the other side of the track.
But you know the chorus.
Yes. Well, then not the words, but all I know about this
song is breakfast at Tiffany's.
And so what happened to Blue Something Dog Mumbai?
Well, this was the only hit. Like I said, it hit number five. But it's always been...
It hit number five only?
Yeah, well, on the American one, Art 100.
Because I would have thought it was number one.
It was popular in a lot of other countries, like Australia, Belgium, Canada, Germany, the Republic of Ireland, and Sweden.
Because of the white moose.
Critically, it's been kind of received that it's a cute, catchy song.
It is.
And it's a perfect single, but a lot of people say it's innocuous and meaningless. So much so that. The Houston Press listed the song as the second worst by an artist from Texas after Vanilla Ice.
But you said it's a 90s song.
1995.
Is it? It sounds a lot older.
The worst. The worst songs are Monica in My Life and Macarena and stuff like that. This is.
Have you ever?
I've never. Quite a few coffee shops called.
And it makes me hungry as well because they sing breakfast.
And that's why the radio stations like that, because it's perfect to play in breakfast.
In the morning, and I see eggs, I see toast, I see baked beans, I see blood puddings.
But Cass, isn't there a hell of a famous movie? With that beautiful woman.
It is such a wonderful segue you have here, because we're now going to talk about the movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay, does this affect the points on the...
Yes, you're ahead now.
Yeah, I mean, that's higher grade. This,
with one moose lip ahead.
Thank you. You didn't have to get personal.
But here's another interesting thing about the song is it was inspired by the film Roman Holiday, which also featured Audrey Hepburn.
That one.
But the songwriter thought that Breakfast in Tiffany makes a better song title.
Just better than Roman Holiday. Yeah. Remember the film, I guess I recall, I think. We both kind of You're right, Mark. There is a movie called Breakfast at Tiffany's. So I sometimes want to learn, and then I watched it. I watched about the Royals in 1917, and then I watched Raw. I was ill, and then I watched Breakfast at Tiffany's. And what is the big hit from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Moon River. Yeah? Moon
River. Come on. Wider
than a mile. Two moose lips. Equal, honest, and long.
Someday. It's great. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Old
dream maker. You are. Flakers, wherever you're going, I'm drawing all the way to Drifters, all to see the world.
I don't think it's her singing. You mean Audrey? I don't. I think she had great quotes, but I'm not sure that.
No, Audrey singing. I think it's Marnie Nixon. It is supposed to be Audrey Hepburn, but Marnie Nixon always sang for her, and Fair Lady as well. When she was Fair Lady, Marnie sang, and same with Moon River, because Audrey is so vals soos 'n fucking boskat.
Oh, I just saw a little bit of Montel there.
River. And that is Casper.
Beautiful.
The movie is a bowl of shit. I really was so disappointed.
And you watched this after Raw. You must have had such a cuck day after Raw. When somebody phoned and said, Kasi, kom ons gaan movie shoot.
Yeah! I had the cuckest week. This movie must be remade now. Please. Mm. Because it's old. It doesn't work.
But what
work.
Is this? A sad story?
No, it's a quirky comedy by Blake Edwards, the same guy who did... What's that?
The cat?
The Pink Panthers.
The Pink Panthers. Because this song, Moon River, it's still playing, was also written by Burham. Burham, yeah,
Henry
Burham, that guy.
Peter
Sellers. Okay, he's ahead of you now because he said, Peter Sellers, 2 points off for you. Just name fucking names here. It's Henry Mancini. Well done.
I nearly said Harry Houdini.
No, that's... don't go there.
So now those points get taken back.
I should only get half points because I've got Wikipedia in front of me.
I'm thinking.
But Blake Edwards was married to Julie Andrews. And remember, he also made that drag... Victoria. Victoria.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be offbeat... But it's pretentious now. Ja, die mense ek nou vreeslik pretentious. In hierdie fliek. So I think they can remake it with Christine Wiig or something. And George Peppard from the A-Team.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maar hy was seker baie jonk toe.
Oh, you was beautiful. I had a little bit
was
of a hard on.
The face man. No. He was called...
Was it the old one?
I had a semi.
Hannibal.
Which one was it?
Hannibal.
Was the older one.
Playing combs together.
Well, Hannibal, the one with the
no, but his face. Yes.
No, it was Hannibal.
He was the old grey one.
So George Peppard is Hannibal.
Yeah,
but he was young then. He had the most beautiful blue eyes, and they had him naked, and they were not quite sure if they're going to say it, so they didn't. But he was actually an escort, fucking ladies on the top floor.
This is Moon River. What?
I also want to watch
in
that movie
in
now.
Breakfast in
Ik wil die movie gaan kyk.
Oh, Moon River is the song.
From the movie. It's a song from the movie. Are you with me now?
Yes. Okay. It's so great to be here.
Good afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we please welcome Mark Lottery.
Thanks, guys.
He's a comedian. Appearing at the Peter Doreen Theatre. He's also a FOTS of the Casper Radio Show. Mark, let us talk about your show. Till when is it running?
We have to. runs till the 17th of September.
Wow.
It's like a lunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
And can I sort of... through contacts get to come and see it with my cast, my team, my fucking...
Absolutely, you can do that with or without contact. Are you looking for free tickets? Is that
yes,
what that
Mark.
Little phrase, through contact? Can I? Through contacts.
Yeah, no, that means freebie.
Not compu ticket, through contacts.
Yeah, hashtag freebie.
Of course, your family, everybody, you can come along.
Why did you call it hashtag?
We were running out of time and CompuTicket needed a title. Ek sit in die toilet op my phone, ek hashtag alles en ek skryf aan die toilet. See, hashtag.
Very clever.
It's hashtag Lottering and we've done it around the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, already?
Yes.
So it's played in?
It's played. It's
people go.
Are you not Googling the great reviews?
No.
Shame on you. Sit there, Yoldag with 1917 Windsor.
Google used to review Shemaine. We must and you too. Let's read his fucking review. I'll get music to play and
we are Googling.
Oh, no, Google. Guys, right, no, come on, no, we gotta go. Come on.
So hashtag
reviews
is no. That your way to
identify with the younger people.
I think I like to talk about what's going on in my life, and right now I'm obsessed with my phone. Ek pissie is my in die oggend. I first check my phone and see.
Don't we, eh?
Yeah, and if what likes you missed during, and you get pissed off if you posted a great picture, but how come
and it's not liked?
And it's not liked.
Yes,
what's
I'm the
going
same.
On, bitches?
I'm
so I get annoyed, and I get annoyed when the phone's not plugged in properly overnight and the battery's on red. Dan kan ek gat pie. Because now you must wait.
Then it's 25% and you thought it's going to be 100.
Absolutely. And then my heart breaks when you see pictures of yourself at a great event where you were and people have cropped you out and you can see your fingers
on
your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? So I wrote down these things on a serviette or
while
wherever we write.
On the toilet?
Here. Not in the same toilet. This was a different day. I had buy a toilet to buy this calendar plek. So, and then I thought, you know, just do a show about all, because I'm obsessed with this thing and I think a lot of people can't live without watching
right.
their lives on Facebook or on the WhatsApp family group. So
you're right.
Oh, those are annoying.
Those are very annoying. Did you mute
sometimes.
Your family?
Yeah.
your
every
own
now
family.
And again, yes.
And then when you do get, then you see the tick and you see the other tick and there's no answer. I get mad.
No, I don't like. Because I say, it's not your, I don't care how many blue ticks you've seen. I can be in the middle of something where I can't type back.
But blue tick mean you've read it.
Yes, but it doesn't mean I want to talk to you right now.
But it's, maar ons vat dit nie so nie. Ons
vat dit. Oh nee, julle moet dit so vat.
Nee,
I could be lying in Pick n Pay next to the Vim having a stroke with my phone.
And
in the
someone
air.
Else.
Jason Blue.
I don't care because 20 seconds later I will send a question mark.
Sorry, bing, bing, bing.
No, I won't
come
send.
Come on,
I will not send a question mark. A question mark.
A blue then, tick sounds like something you get on a Mumbai dog.
Wonderful. That's what I like. Comedians know how to take a show and put it together again.
Well, I was just distracting because I don't know how many times Casper has sent me a message and then I get that, hello, like half an hour later. So I'm just trying to.
I do that, eh? Because he doesn't answer.
Yeah.
Gavin, I've got some Schubert.
What?
I've got some Schubert.
Yeah.
Will you read us some crits, everyone? From Mark Lottering's hashtag show.
Guys, come on. This, you know what?
So, this guy, hashtag Lottering,
yes?
As one expects from the title, takes a serious, funny look at all aspects
of
social media.
That's enough from you.
I've got. There's a good reason why Mark Lottering is known as one of South Africa's top comedians.
I can't hear you, Hannes. Can you read louder? Sorry, I just missed that. What did you say?
There is a good reason why Mark Lottering is known as one of South Africa's top comedians.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hannes.
Lottering does exactly what comedians should do. I like this sentence. He broaches both the frivolous and the serious and allows the audience to laugh at it all.
Angels are smiling from above. Have you got something, Shemaine?
I can't top Hannes's. I truly can't.
Really?
You know why she's upset? Shemaine was looking for a cuck review and now she's very upset. She's very upset.
But listen, people. When are we going to go and watch his show?
Julle moet besluit.
But we can say it now.
I'm ready.
Because then the people... I want to draw people to his show because it's Johannesburg, it's not Cape Town.
Yeah.
He needs people. So if we say we're going to be a specific evening, more people will come.
And we need to announce it on our social media.
Yeah. So do you think next week sometime?
That
Tuesday.
Good. No, we have
no,
a
we
thing
run
on
from
Tuesday.
Oh,
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
What's happening Tuesday?
We're going to something where Gareth...
What?
No, it's a business thing. Do you want to just please...
rescue her?
It's also the last day for Gavin and Shemaine.
Fast, my twin save.
What a terrific interview it was.
Was, eh? So, Gavin, where should I say test?
test.
Woonstar?
Okay, it's gone. And you? You are my... just laugh. Okay, she's gone.
Okay, we laugh now.
Nee, it's not ek and jy nou, is. So, interesting.
So nice
are we
going to
go
us.
Next Tuesday? No, when are we going then?
The show runs Wednesdays to Sundays.
Is it exhausted after it's run?
It is, but last night in the middle of the show, I suddenly started speaking to myself in my head and I thought, this is quite exhausting. Do you know, I should have charged more. That's what I thought. I really thought that.
So how about Thursday?
Thursday's
a perfect
for me. Yeah.
Would it work better for me too?
Absolutely.
I can't Thursday.
Friday?
Friday's
I'm gone. Wheeler.
Do you really want to see the show? I mean, you are for cunts.
Yeah. Hashtag yeah.
How long will you be away for?
Just 2 days, Thursday and Friday. I'm back on Saturday.
What about Saturday?
I will come.
You sound as though this is under duress. You are. This is turning out to be very awkward.
I can let you know.
Wow. Listen, people come and watch the show when the cast is going to be there.
No, I might be there. I will definitely
be there. Sunday's in the afternoon.
Yeah, then we can have a meal there.
We can even have a drink afterwards.
Will you come and... because last time I was...
I will have a drink with you.
I wanted to see you last time, but then your dog died. And you just fucked off.
That happened every night for that whole season. All my dogs died, about 32. 32 dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was waiting. Mark, I'm going to see Mark. And then he just, sorry, my dog died. But it looked like there was a cut and paste.
But did that really happen?
Yeah, it really happened.
Because I have two dogs that passed on, so that could have been on one of the nights. Yeah.
That's night I was there.
Yeah.
You should remember that.
Okay.
And I waited for you and I stood around and they were switching off the lights.
Yeah, my dog also waited for me and then.
Ach, and these lights.
Sorry.
What's his name?
Billy and Tina.
Two dogs.
Two dogs died. Not on the same night. Very different years.
Okay, but which one died the night I was there?
It would probably be because Billy died when we were away. So it would have been.
Who are you
Tina.
Talking to there?
I'm talking to Anwar, my husband, who's sitting on the couch.
Hello and welcome. Are you shy? Don't you want to talk? He doesn't want to talk. Oh, fuck. What the
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a cockroach.
Mark, what did you bring
this
in here?
This never happens at the other radio stations. Now, that's just
your warm-up
act. Under my Alice band. Dave Alice.
What was that?
A cockroach.
Cockroach. Like, have you ever?
I don't. We must check our armpits.
It's getting... It's summer. Summer is coming. So the roaches are starting to walk.
And remember
around.
To give your dogs tick things now. Please.
Yes, well, they did.
Yeah. Now it's become a Monty Python sketch. But tell me.
Yes, where do we go from here?
What was the dog's name, Billy or Tina?
Billy and Tina.
Yeah, but which
dogs.
One died?
Both died, but on the night you were there, it would have been Tina.
Hi, Tina. It's Caspia. We love you, Tina. And I've forgiven you for dying. And now, Puppy and Puppy can come eat with me after the show. Because you're not there anymore, thank God.
Here we go, the show will go.
Was that rude?
No, especially since I made the story up. No, they really was. No, she did. No, she's gone.
I was really looking forward to it because there's not a lot of people I want to talk to in my life, but you are one of them.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
Thank you very much.
That's... Pick lie, but I really wanted to. No, it would be nice to socialize if you don't, because we see each other on stage sometimes, we share stage like mass hysteria,
yes.
And then we don't have time to talk.
Yeah, and those things are terrible because before you go on, I don't know what you like, you seem quite confident before you go on. Mm. I'm a wreck.
I could see you were wrecking me.
No, but on stage I was amazing, right?
You were fantastic.
Thank you. So what?
So glad to know that you also still go through the wreckage.
No, and it's terrible, but he seems so happy to be at work.
He's a freak of nature.
I'm excited. Why am I doing this? And then there's a funny comedian who goes on just before you. And I always say to the producers, put the worst comic on before me. So that I can look amazing.
Yeah. And do they?
Sometimes they do.
Okay.
And then I...
No, you are amazing.
And you're thinking, we're going to almost die kakwe.
Listen, I want to ask you, Hannes, as a comedian, mm-hmm. Do you look up to Mark?
Absolutely.
Tell me why.
Because he's at least 10 centimeters taller than I.
Wonderful.
but it certainly is, like, as a comedian that started doing comedy after you guys, you look up to people because you see them everywhere. You listen to them and you hear people laughing at them, and you listen to their stories and you laugh with it. Then you can't help but go, oh wow, that is what you can achieve as a comedian. So I look up to you tremendously because I always saw you on television and on stage, and you know, and it's a fascinating kind of journey to observe all comedians in this country, especially, and because you won't go do a club night. You've always been also able to fill huge spaces.
He hasn't stopped talking now. He's just going on. A continuous
I'm hoping I get the opening spot at some point.
Yeah, because it's just a continuous stream of sucking up.
No, but I mean, well, you do large spaces words,
thank
and
you.
Good
have
rooms,
you said that about many comedians in the studio? Because it just flows.
Yeah. Gus, but I can let's say yeah, it's work for my.
It's not about.
What a jerky job for Lori, so.
It's not about moi. Yeah. It's about moi.
Casper is just muting microphones. I can't need Ekin Kasimis.
But Mark, when did you start again?
This is the. Anwar tells me it's the 19th year.
Wow!
So
this is year 19.
Next year you're gonna be the legend. At the Comics Choice, eh? You know that. Because they're just waiting for that 20.
I never win any of those things.
They're going to
so
give it to you, I'm sure.
Then I will come.
You're next, not this year.
No, then I won't pitch.
And the guy's dead in any case, just getting it.
Yes.
But next year you'll get it. I'll make sure, I will vote for you. I will start a campaign now. Honest, please vote for Mark Lottering next year.
I will.
For the legend. Yes. Now, what do they call it?
The Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's right. I won it. Wow. I won it. Yes, that's it. Lifetime Achievement. Can you believe 20, eh? It feels like...
It feels very weird. It feels very weird. And it's still the same. You know, you go through the same stuff all the time. Because it's still a matter of people have to laugh.
Mm.
And so nightly, that's the challenge. Get that audience in there laughing.
Have I read correctly somewhere on some website that you are doing a musical, Auntie Mabel?
Auntie Merle.
Mabel, hot Merle.
Merle. No, it's funny. All white people get that wrong.
I'm one of those misinformed. Ooh, it was Auntie Mabel. Hot Merle.
They go, okay, maybe it's Mabel. Merle.
Yeah.
Auntie Merle, the musical that's happening. That's
I can see her before me. I know, and people can't see me. I'm blushing now because I got it wrong.
Are you?
Mabel. No? Mole.
Mole. Auntie Mole.
Where is this musical going to happen?
That kicks off at the Baxter Theatre. It's their festive season musical. It's got 14 actors and a live band.
Are you in it?
I'm in it. I play Auntie Mole.
You're like Steve Hoffmeyer playing himself.
With what? Playing himself.
With himself.
Playing with himself.
Remember, he also had a thing, This Who Did...
That's what it is, Steve. Yes.
And then he played himself. So you are Auntie Mole, and you got like, who's directing? David Cromer?
David Cromer is not directing.
But he's a big buddy of yours.
He's a big buddy of mine, but I think David's also doing other stuff right now. And we also, when we were conceptualizing, I felt that I would have directed.
As well. Yes.
Because in that way you can take that money that the sponsors give to the director.
Comes to
and
the director.
Salary,
you're right. And the producer and the writer. You're so clever.
We're standing there and saying, why am I doing this? Because then you just go,
So we're chatting, but now I've changed my mind. I think the show does need a director. So we are talking to someone, and I think he's going to confirm any day now. So that's a festive season show.
Has he committed yet?
He's very excited.
But am I right with my guess?
Yes.
No.
Committed? No.
Has he committed yet?
He's not committed.
Okay. You know, there's something I want to play you, and it's this, and I don't know if you know this. But it goes like this. That's awful. Our time has come to say goodbye.
I thought had you playing breakfast moon and back to front. Like, it sounded very satanic. Okay.
That was Sinéad Bridges singing with her vaginal lips. Mark, we're going to come and see you at the Peter Green Theatre.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, this is one of those things, one of those shows you come to where you really get out of the car and go, anything can happen.
Hey, but it's with excitement, hey. Are you looking up to... you did enjoy it, or are you nervous now?
I loved it, and while I was waiting beyond this glass, God's truth, and I'm going to post a picture of it, there's staff sitting there, and the woman's looking at a DVD that says how to give the best blowjob. This is waiting.
This is what you get
while
here.
Waiting for Casper de Vries. And I quickly put my Bible away because I was just going to read a few verses. And I thought, "Waar is ek nou?" So this is the place you do want to come to.
You see, from a blow job to a blow haunt. That
there
is what's happening.
It's continuity.
At Absconti. Thank you. Goodbye, Hannes.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And see you next week. Oh, okay. So, thank you so much. We got a tradition now that we keep the mics open.
Mensie banter kan hoor.
Ja, dat mensie die banter.
I was at a party with her yesterday.
With who?
That was a nice show, people.
This is CliffCentral.com.